Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
I watched a documentary on this woman, not even a documentary, it was just like an hour special on this woman from Florida. And she was 4'11", 497 pounds, which is a healthy height to weight ratio if you're made of lead and you live on Jupiter. And she was in the news because she was having trouble breathing one night. Her and her husband had finished dinner. Apparently, she just polished off an elk. And I think a hoof went down the wrong pipe. So the ambulance shows up, and we've all heard stories of people who are too fat to squeeze through the door. But the reason they had to cut the hole in the wall for this woman is she was stuck to the couch. Not like you and I get stuck to the couch, or like a human has ever gotten stuck to the couch. She, we've all fallen asleep, let's be honest. You know, you fall asleep on the plastic and you wake up and you go, and your friend goes, you were stuck, and you go, I know, and you high five and laugh for hours. She had been on the sofa for so long that her skin had become grafted to the fabric. Most disgusting slash hilarious thing I have ever seen. Her husband, who should be executed, said she had been on the sofa for 6 years. Look, I've had bouts of laziness and depression, but doesn't a little light go off when you've been on the same piece of furniture through an entire presidency? And they couldn't get her into an ambulance, so they had to load her on the back of a flatbed truck, which has got to be a great moment for a husband. Your wife needs to go to the hospital, you need to call AAA. And she died, as she should have. How'd you think this story ended? With a celery stick and a good-natured anecdote? Fucker. That fucking pig, she's like, I wasn't married to her. That would have been an ugly 911 call. Yeah, my wife can't breathe. Is something blocking her air? Yes, the cord I have wrapped around her fat neck. I have 1 foot on her face and one on her bunt, and I'm pulling so hard, I just shit into my socks. We'll send an ambulance. No need. You have a dump truck and an upholsterer? And you know they didn't have sex. I'm sure he was afraid if he knocked her up, she'd give birth to an ottoman.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Dutch and Royce. It is January 6th, 2015. First show of DNR for the year. Here on MoreLikeRadio.com. I am Joel Dutch Van Wigerden here with Royce Lopez.
Hello, I'm a little under the weather.
Royce, a little under the weather, is joined by Marie Lopez.
Hi, I'm not under the weather.
We have Mitch Heil.
I'm wearing clothes today.
Is Sherry there today?
She is not. She is in Nolens.
Nolens?
Oh, shit. I spilled
What?
I spilled my beer.
We also have D. Bergeron.
Hello. I am over the weather.
And Sean
so
Wars.
Over it.
He's smoking a cigarette.
Okay. Yeah, if you guys want to get in touch with us, the number is 954-573-2780. Or you can follow us all on Twitter, Joel Dutch, Jim Heil, H Juice Marie, Hippo Juice Sean, Hippo Juice Film, that's Royce.
Hi.
And yeah, I think that's everybody. Oh, and More Like D.
Yay!
So.
Well, what's
so how was what everybody's cherries? New Year's? What'd you guys do?
I got spanked with the same crop that John got spanked with because I dared somebody, and I have a crop mark bruise on my ass now.
Okay. What happened?
Literally, that's what happened. We were over at Buttercup's house after New Year's Eve party. She had the crop out for some reason. I don't remember. I was drunk. And we were all daring each other, and I was like, yeah, you totally hit me in the ass with that. And I got walloped like you wouldn't even believe.
No, it wasn't even like
how
that.
Bad?
Bad. Detail it. I was pretty drunk.
She didn't just, like, dare her. She was like, that didn't hurt when she spanked her, and that's when the crop came out.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
She now, fucking asked for it.
I was super, super...
You know what it's like?
I was drunk.
Hold on. You know what it's like? You know when you're a kid... and your mom fucking spanks you and you laugh, and then she gets the belt. You fucking deserve the belt. You shouldn't have laughed. Fucking pretend cry,
that's
asshole.
Exactly what happened.
Exactly. Right? If you pretend cry, your mom's going to be like, I heard it. Problem is, Marie was trying to be all fucking tough.
I was trying to be tough. The minute she said it, all three of us looked at each other like, oh, no.
We're like, don't.
And then when we heard the snap, we were like, oh, shit.
That's bad.
Gonna hurt.
It was bad. It was bad.
And then the girl that did it signed her name on my ass, so I had a signature over my bruise in Sharpie.
Tell me you have pictures of this.
Royce does, I think. So one of them.
I'll send them to you, Dutch.
But okay. Yeah.
Well, I was gonna say I think listeners would like to see this.
No,
as well.
The problem is the pictures aren't even. Aren't
it
even
was my bare butt.
The pictures aren't even PG-13.
My pants were pulled down.
The pictures aren't even PG-13. Well, fucking. Here's a good example. Sean's back. Sean was there. Hey, Sean. Well, tell me the headphone. Hold on, Sean. Did Marie not deserve every inch of beating she got from Frankie? Every inch.
Huh? Every inch. She was asking for it.
She fucking asked. Dude, it's like walking up to a black guy, calling him the N-bomb and saying, I dare you to punch me. You should get punched in the face. You fucking idiot.
Well,
she deserved it.
This is how drunk I was. One, when
how
she...
How drunk you were.
When she smacked it, I didn't flinch.
She didn't. Man, she was hardcore.
I did not flinch for a second. What happened was my body was so slow to react, my brain, like 5 seconds later, go, oh, shit. That's going to really hurt in the morning. And I never screamed or cried or anything. I was just like, that's a problem. I'm fine now. And I recognize it's a problem because I heard it back
welt
there.
Welt on her ass was ridiculous.
Oh, it's bad.
And
it's just the handprint. Because first Frankie was like, hey, do you want a 1 week autograph? And Tina was like, or whatever. She was like, okay. So she spanked her butt and hard. That was a dominant slap to the ass, and it left like her little handprint perfectly on her ass. And so then she signed it.
She does not have a little handprint.
No. And Marie does, not have a little ass. So. No.
And here's another thing that proves why I was so drunk. The next,
oh, damn.
The next day. The next
day. Oh, you saw it? Marie. I can see the well from here. Jesus Christ.
The next day.
She deserved it.
The next day, I go to Royce and I like
turn over
after
like
my
16-year-old and check it.
I asked Royce the next day, Royce, did Sean drink the ranch soda Lester's Fixins?
He did.
Or did I just dream it? And if so,
Sean, I forgot to tell you that.
How many days ago was it?
I forgot to tell you that, Sean. She completely forgot you drank the ranch soda. Completely forgot.
I chugged that ranch soda.
Now, here's the problem with the video. I did take the video. I was going to upload it today. But the problem is my lovely wife decided to flash everybody like 3 times in the middle of the video. So,
she would never do that.
So now I need to have it edited. And Kevin, you're lucky. Kevin, you're lucky. You're gonna see Marie's boobs
because
I need them censored.
To be fair, my dress was entirely too uncomfortable.
Oh, hold on. Wait a second. This is how fucked up she is on New Year's Eve.
There was a Moxie show for New Year's. It was a nice little fancy evening.
It was a blast.
At Preservation Hall, and Marie's favorite bartender was just loading her up.
Yep. Oh yeah, she's my favorite because she gives me I challenge her to a drink. She fucks up the first two and then comps them.
So Marie's fucking hammered by the time she got her real first pay drink.
Yep.
So anyway, we have the party over there and it's fun, and then we go back to Buttercup's place, and as soon as Marie gets back, everyone shows up. She goes, "This dress is so uncomfortable." She takes it off. She sits.
No, I took it half off. I remember
took the top half off.
Unzipped it and then took off the shoulders. So I was just sitting with my dress half on.
You're right. Half off. Yeah. She took it half off. Yeah, exactly.
She's so much better. And then somewhere down the line, I just kept taking things off.
And then, but before you knew it, Marie was just walking around in her underwear with no top on the entire house.
I don't even know how that happened. I don't know where my brain disassociated the two anymore.
It was funny. It was very funny.
They were trying to take Marie's dress off because she had the top half down. Yep. So she's just there in her bra and like the top half of the drawer. So they're like trying to pull it down. So the girls are trying to pull, the other girls are trying to pull it down. And Marie turns and looks at him and goes,
"You are totally
you can't
willing.
Rape that's the best. Willing. There's no way.
I was raped. I called rape.
Yeah, they couldn't pull it over your head.
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah, because they couldn't pull it down over her ass. You're right. They had to pull it over her head.
Oh, I didn't know that. But yeah, I would have told them had I been sober. Yeah, you can't put that dress bottom up. It has to be top down.
Yep.
No, you did. You did. You turned around and told them. You're like, you can't pull that over my ass. It's not going to work that way. They have to go up. And so the girls pulled it up over your head, and they were like fighting to get it off you.
Super drunk. I don't even remember any of this.
Show us your boobs.
Not a moment do I remember. Nope. All gone.
Didn't happen.
All gone.
What were you drinking that made you black out?
Well, Shirley Temples. I started out with champagne, and then I went to wine, and then said, "This wine, I'm sobering up in between glass from glass." So then I went to Sex on the
Pink
Beaches.
Wine makes me slutty.
And then
that's not the pink wine.
Then I went to Sex on the Beaches. At that point, every time Dee walked by, I kept trying to shove her my straw in her mouth.
Yeah, I couldn't drink while I was doing the show because I'll fucking fall down. Like, I'm really bad in heels. Yeah.
She falls down when she's not drunk
in heels. It's true. She falls a lot.
So I couldn't drink during the show. So Maria's trying to sneak booze. I'm like, "Don't! You little devil, don't!"
I'm like, "Dee, what's up?
I want to fall."
Yeah, it was so fun. It was hilarious. And then
did you guys didn't talk about my competition with myself to see if I could give lipstick kisses to everyone in the bar.
That's the other thing. This drunk slut over here.
We all had her lipstick marks on us.
Yeah, this drunk slut over here is walking around giving everybody kisses, but then she goes from kissing everybody's faces to kissing anyone who exposed cleavage as well. So everyone's Nicole. Yeah. Yeah.
It was Nicole's one person. It was one person, and to be fair, her dress stopped below her boobs, and they were all out.
It was like an open V-neck to the belly dress.
It's so hot. It's
so I gave one kiss on one tit, and she looks down and goes, "Great, now everyone's going to stare at my tits."
Because that's why.
Yeah, that's the reason we're going to look at her breasts.
Because they're out.
Yeah, so, that was, I guess,
and
anything else?
I even gave him a kiss on the cheek.
So, that was my drunk New Year's. How was everyone else's?
Well, I mean, Sean and Dee were there, so I guess that explains. Just Dutch, how was yours, I guess, because everyone else was together. All the real friends were hanging out. Mitch doesn't count as a person, because I know he was doing. He didn't celebrate New Year's.
They went to bed at like 10, I think.
Yeah, Mitch, it was like 10:30. We were sleeping, so.
You went to bed at, you're a fucking loser. Have you know that? You're a loser?
I sent them a drunk Happy New Year's message.
What does that make you?
Well, that makes me the ringleader of the losers, I guess. Loser.
Well, for me, Kelsey and I decided to go to a Cirque du Soleil show. I've never been to one. It is actually really cool. Have you guys ever been?
Yeah.
They're amazing.
No, I've only been to Cirque du Soleil, which is the Mexican version. It's not as fun.
Yeah, that's not the same thing at all.
It's terrible.
That was a rodeo, Royce.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. That's my fault. That's on me. It's on me. I really thought there were way too many matadors for a fucking circus, in my opinion.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
No, that was rodeo.
No, the one we went to was like forest themed or whatever. It was awesome. And at one point, like during the show, there was this girl who had like the hottest body in the world, who had like this flesh colored, like sparkly sequin suit on. And Kelsey and I were both going like, Are you getting turned on by this girl? I am too. Oh my God. Like, we were both like going, holy shit, how hot is this bitch? And so we did that, and then we went to
Dutch is all excited because you mentioned it. I believe Dutch is excited because the new broad he's with might be a switch hitter. Am I right, Dutch? Huh?
Let me
be more vague. Does she like to eat vagina box?
You have to ask her the next time.
Okay.
That's not
vague at all.
Are you sure?
Less vague.
I thought I was being really vague.
That's not vague. No, that you straight up said vagina box, which
really
doesn't really leave much to the imagination.
Okay, I apologize.
But anyways, no. So
she loved cunt juice is what I'm trying to say.
We went to the Golden Bee. Remember that place with those big dumb beers?
Oh, yeah, where they gave us those little bees.
Yeah. I went to that place with her. And then afterwards, we stopped by one of her friend's house who was having like some kind of New Year's Eve party. And then we decided to go to my brother's house.
Whoa. Who's New Year's Steve party?
Oh, okay, sorry.
Oh, gay marriage.
Well, okay. So we were going to go to my brother's house. And this is the first time I was going to introduce Kelsey to my family. Because a bunch of my brothers and sisters were hanging out. And it was kind of like one of those things. It's like, okay, we've been seeing each other for a little while. You know, I'll introduce you to
the family. Are you officially dating?
Well, at her friend's house, I don't know. She said later that she thinks she had a shot and smoked pot. I was busy socializing with everybody else that we knew there.
I missed this part. So Kelsey is not a friend of one of your sisters?
Used to be 10 years ago.
I knew it. They always
spoke. No, they haven't spoken in 10 years.
Doesn't matter. It counts.
That gives this relationship a little bit of legs because all of your past ones have not
been ruined. So you've absolutely ruined. Emotionally.
Thanks for bringing it up, Mitch.
Emotionally, in every way possible, you've broken hearts. But this one's going to work out. I think this is the one. 57 times a charm.
Anyways.
Sorry.
So apparently she had some, you know, either a shot and smoked pot or whatever. She doesn't really remember. But all I know is that we walked into her first friend's house, like sort of tipsy from the beers that we had and whatever we drank at the show. And it wasn't a whole lot. So she walked in there tipsy. And then halfway through me going from there to my brother's house, she became really wasted. Like everything, I guess, just settled and kind of like
wasted?
Really kicked in.
Was
on
a white
the
girl
way
wasted?
There.
White girl wasted, but Dutch?
Right.
Okay.
So I was like, oh no. Like, she's drunk or high or something. And she's going to meet my family for the first time. So I was like, could you please down waters? Like, just do it. And she's like, why? What the fuck? I don't need it. I'm fine. And I was like, oh, Jesus, it's going to be a shit show. I was like, all right, whatever. We'll see what happens. So we end up at my brother's house. There's a bunch of our close friends and my siblings. And, you know, this is like 10:30 or whatever. She comes stumbling and goes, where's the bathroom? And I was like, oh.
Where's the beef?
And so the night proceeds to where my brother let his little kids stay up like late to watch the ball drop. And at one point, I turn around and I see Kelsey holding my 4-year-old nephew, trying to give him a bath. I'm like, Kelsey, put him down.
Why was she trying to give him a bath?
Because the kid was like, I want to get a bath. And he just like latched on. Because Kelsey is one of those girls where little kids just love her for whatever reason. They just always gravitate towards her.
I'm not that.
She have a big smile?
Yeah, she does. But
that's what kids love, big smiles. That's all you got to do.
But anyways. So at one point I was just like, all right, you need to just set her down. So the night progresses. She wasn't too bad. But as the night went on, the more she drank, she got it like worse and worse. Well, about 3 days before New Year's, she decided to go and get some of those fake eyelashes put in. Like not like the crazy Mexican kind, but like a few like individually placed ones
on her top
lid. So you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, my friend's sister does that. Or cousin or something.
Right, okay. So it wasn't anything crazy, but the ones she got, I guess, were made out of like industrial strength PVC because one of them got in her eye and like scratched her cornea to the point where you could see a red line through the center of her eye. She's hammered.
Is that good for you?
At my brother's house, who she just met, all my family for the first time, and I'm sitting here with a sobbing girl trying to get this like thing out of her eye in the bathroom. Oh, no. Needless to say, the night didn't end well. So,
Aw, poor thing. That sucks.
So, the next, so like it's one of those things where like my brothers were like, So she was what's up? She was cool. I mean, she, I'm like, no,
does she
great.
Usually why, scratch her cornea?
Why was she trying to bathe the babies, though?
Does she usually bathe small children?
Well, she normally delivers babies because she's an RN.
She's a baby delivery.
Baby in delivery.
She's
or,
a stork?
Yeah, whatever.
She's a baby RN.
Well, she's a bird?
You're, whoa.
No.
You're dating a bird?
You're dating a bird?
I'm not. It's not a bird. No.
You're dating Larry Bird?
I'm not dating a bird.
You're dating Larry Bird?
I'm not dating Larry Bird.
Are you sure? He's a good basketball player.
Tell me. No.
Bird.
Bird used to be a word for women back in like the 50s.
Listen, I'll go toe-to-toe to you on bird law right now. See who comes out the victor.
Dutch, let me send a message over to your girlfriend.
Oh, she got that. That means hello in bird. That's hello in bird.
Okay.
Sorry.
She'll get it.
Yeah, she got it.
Is that what it is?
Hello, Cluckles.
Thanks, Cluckles.
Jeez.
Glad to see he's still alive.
So, Dutch.
Can anyone agree that New Year's is way better of a holiday than Christmas?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to hang out with your family, and you get to get drunk.
So, we were hanging out.
Well,
this,
I did both.
We were hanging out this weekend, Dutch, and somebody, we were hanging out this guy at our friend Joe's house, and they had a Bible there. And for whatever reason, I'm fucking around, and I pick up the Bible, and I start doing this really like Southern Baptist preacher thing. So this is, by the way, like at 2 a.m. or like 1 a.m.
It was late.
Yeah, everybody just like, oh, have this, come here, I'll play the organ. So he goes, and we do this entire Southern Baptist. How about this? How about I play it?
It put itself together like puzzle pieces.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was fantastic. It went from Royce seeing a Bible to Royce doing an impression to we had a full-on orchestra and choir and recorded it and put several takes together immediately.
Okay, this is the first one.
One take.
This he labeled them. I did, and he labeled it Royce is Jesus, I guess.
All right. I got it here. I'm starting it up.
It's going. Now remember, he started playing an organ and everything. It's going on. Now, today we turn to Proverbs 24:2. It is the glory of God to conceal things.
All right, can you pause real quick?
What's up?
Are you losing your shit yet?
What's up?
Hold on. Can you pause real quick?
Sure.
Can you give me the context? Where were you guys at when this happened?
Okay, we were just at a buddy's house, and we were in the backyard just hanging out. Just you know, drinking, hanging
Our
out.
Our buddy has
and you
a...
just decided to record this?
Okay. Let's put it in perspective. Royce found a Bible. Royce started making fun of the Bible.
Now, I want you to keep in mind, the only reason he had a Bible in the house is because he was using it to...
it's hollowed out.
To snort coke on Christmas Day. So you understand.
When I got there, when Dee and I pulled up,
yeah.
I walked into the house, and as I was walking into the house, Joe was walking out of the house. It was sitting on the washing machine. He grabbed it, and he was like, welcome home, and threw the Bible at my feet, just straight on the ground at my feet. And he's like, the Lord welcomes you to this house.
So
As is tradition.
So then in the backyard, the Bible's there, and it was brought up that I used to go to Christian school my whole life and all that. And I was just flipping through it. And then I don't know what got, the spirit of the Lord got in me, Dutch.
I felt
the Lord calling me. So I decided to do a sermon in front of all my friends.
And
It just so happened
that our friend Joe has a musician's recording studio in his house.
So he had this
whole
room.
That's what I was going to ask.
He had a keyboard.
So he got really excited and he goes, come here, just record this. So I go, that sounds good. So we ran into the room and we recorded it.
He pulled out a mic. Okay, he started playing the keyboard. I picked up a tambourine that he had. Mm-hmm. And another girl that was over at the house picked up a maraca.
Let's play it. Okay, let's try again. It is the glory of God to conceal things, but the glory of God to search kings out. Now, I wanted to keep in mind, I was just flipping through the book and just stopping and picking a random Bible verse. I wasn't picking anything out for this one. Then I asked Sean to help me, and he found one for me. Tatiana, when God is talking about concealing things, what do you think he's talking about? I'll tell you what he's talking about, Tatiana. He's talking about hide your sexuality deep inside your body. Maybe become a pastor in a church. Some people question my tight pants policy for boys in this church. Well, the Lord loves tight pants. There's nothing wrong with seeing the outline of someone's penis head. Because the Lord clearly states here in Proverbs, like the snow of the summer or the rain in harvest, so honor is not fitting for the fool. Amen, hallelujah. So then he starts playing this out for it's fucking, this is the first one, we did another one.
He had such good timing of when to go too long, yeah, and he when was to great. Go too short.
The thing about Joe is his grandmother plays the piano in church.
I don't know what you're thinking.
So like his whole life he's used to it, and you can tell like he's just holding that chord for that half a second too long.
Or he goes down a notch it just at the right funny. Time.
Alright, this. Now I know what you're thinking.
What?
Phil, why is it every time I look at gay porn, I get an erection? If God loves me, why does he allow my boner to forsake me? Well, the good book says, in the 7th year of the 5th month, on the 10th day of the month, Israel came to consult the Lord, sat down before me. And now when we translate the Bible in Hebrew, sitting down means getting on your knees and blowing the nearest person. What I'm saying is the Lord looks down on homosexuals, but hand and mouth stuff is acceptable.
Break into worship.
Yep. Okay, so that was the first one.
Oh, there's more?
Yeah, there's one more.
Oh, there's more.
The second one.
Do you have the one where you see?
Yes. Now, there was an impromptu chorus song too by one of our friends at the end. She was trying to be like a gospel singer, and she was just going off what I was riffing on. So let me play that one next here. Let's see. Okay. I want to say hello to my flock today. I want to talk about something that's on everyone's mind, drug use. Now, marijuana has become legal in many states, but you know where it's illegal? In the Bible. Psalms 92. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name almost high. Now, when you want to get high, you don't need drugs. The Bible says, roll up a big fat doobie of Jesus. You're going to roll it up and you're going to smoke it in your body. The only drug the Lord accepts is meth. Now people say, Pastor Royce, how can you say that? Well, I'll tell you why. Living on this planet, I've seen many sinful things, but reusing battery acid and toilet cleaners to smoke is not one of them. Now, this summer, I will be holding my meth revival in my trailer. The only thing I ask is that everybody bring at least 2 boxes of Sudafed. Praise God. Now, where's the one with the song? I don't know if I have that one. That was the funniest one.
Yeah, where is that one?
That would have been the very first one they sent.
Yeah, I'll find it. But anyway, so far, that was
That might have been the first one.
Yeah, I'll find it.
That you did. I think you're playing them out of order. But yes.
Yeah, the very first one was it.
Well, while Roy searches for that, you don't even understand how many times that we've listened to this, and we've already begged Kevin to turn this into like a find an actual Baptist church worship sermon session and dub over what Royce is saying, because this needs to be in video form is what we're saying.
It's hilarious.
And we need to make this a regular bit. And now that we have a friend that can riff on the keyboard, the sky's the limit. That's what we're saying.
True story. Yeah, he was already talking about wanting to make like a jingle.
Yeah, he's like, what's Hippo Juice about? I want to make a jingle for you guys. I want to do all this stuff.
That's awesome.
He's just excited. He's a very excited friend.
You said he was your friend Joe?
Yeah. Another friend Joe. Okay. We have lots of Joe friends.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
All our friends are Joe.
Yes.
Speaking of Joe, real quick, little plug for Joe's show tomorrow night on, not tomorrow night, sorry, Thursday night. Cousin Joe. I hear him more like radio. He asked me to do the show with him this Thursday because apparently he found his old joke book.
Yay!
Why wasn't I invited?
Why wasn't I invited?
Well, because he lives me more.
Oh, he lives you love more, you, too? Is it like
I beg to differ that loves. Joe
you said
likes
live.
Me more.
You fucking dick.
No, I mean, Joe never invited you guys to do a show because I've done a show.
Yeah, D's done it. I've done it.
I've done it a billion times. Aww. I did it before you did it, stupid.
Oh, true story.
I don't need an invite. He's
so
my parachute buddy.
So I'm
going to
be on his show ripping him apart about his old...
What?
I missed something.
I said, I don't need an invite because he's my parachute buddy.
Oh, right. Parachute buddy.
So, but yeah. So tune in Thursday.
Old joke book.
So.
Does anyone else have an old joke book to find? Royce used to write down jokes.
Mm-hmm.
You probably
I
don't
have jokes. I always just recorded my preferences, like whenever I was writing for stand up. I need to start doing that again.
Where the fuck is it then?
I would record it in my old iPhone, but when I got a new one, I didn't save any of the old ones.
Why didn't I ever hear it?
Well, because I usually used all of it in my when I was on stage.
Because
like
he had no bad jokes. Because he's all he did was.
Kill. I really am funny, Marie. I don't know if you noticed this.
Not yet.
I noticed. I've laughed.
When it pops up, I'll let you know.
I laughed that one time.
You're just mean, man. You're just mean.
Only mean when I drink.
She drinks a lot. Anyways,
so, I didn't really. I know what kind of church you're talking about. The ones that do that kind of stuff. But the churches I always went to were like the scream at you pastors. You know what I mean? Like the ones that will just.
The one that's
like
pounding
you're
on the
afraid
podium?
To go to sleep because you're afraid their venom is going to turn towards you.
Oh, no, I know.
Ugh,
the ones that was the worst. Yeah. No, I mean, I've been to some that have the Southern, you know, evangelistic preachers that talk down to you and everything in the Bible that turn it around and then make it about you. It doesn't matter what it's about, and they hate homosexuals, but most of them are closet cases. And
I'll tell you one thing. I've never fallen asleep at a black church, though. They always make it entertaining. Like, it's a big old, it's just, you know, a 2.5 hour long show.
How I know, many, because they'll steal your wallet.
How many have you been to?
I've been to a few.
Like, how many can you go to before you say, you know what, I've never fallen asleep in one?
And they yell, too. The black pastors,
they
yell,
it's like a fun type
they're
of yell.
Loud.
You know what I mean?
No,
I
don't.
The spirit in me.
I never just walked into churches willy-nilly, like, let's see what this one's about.
Marie, I was very religious back. Well, I was kind of
very
forced to
drunk
be very
back
religious
then.
When I was younger. So
and back now,
there was only now, one time I went to a different church, and it was because I was told to for college. Where they're like, go to a
like
different
religion
kind of church,
class?
And yeah, go to a different kind of church and see what all that's about.
Yeah, like, we had to do that too.
Like, ew, fine.
The worst is Catholic churches.
Oh God,
they are the worst. They're the most boring.
Boring.
If,
so
you get invite, if I get invited to a Catholic wedding, that guarantees I'm not going.
What is
I don't have
those people.
I don't have 7.5 hours for the fucking sermon. And if I don't need 73 crackers, like 32 candles.
Do they
fuck that
think
shit.
That incense smells good?
No,
because
it
doesn't.
But incest does.
It does.
Hey. Whoa!
What? Sean made me say it.
Who likes the smell of incense?
I do.
What kind? There's different ones.
Yeah,
not like the ones that you buy at Pier 1 Imports. I mean the one that's in the metal tin that the guys are walking around doing the clanky-clank thing, swinging it around.
I don't like that one that much.
That's a little weird. It smells awful.
I like the Pier 1 one. Those are nice.
Yeah, when it's like scented like rose petals.
Lavender. I like lavender.
Like those long brown punk-looking kind of things?
Yeah, no, not that. The one where it's in like a grooved metal like orb, and then they light it, and then they swing the orb on a stick all around the church.
Oh, okay. Like old school monk kind of thing.
Yeah, that smells terrible. Yeah. Never liked it.
I don't think I've ever seen that in live.
Oh. Well, I haven't been to Catholic Orthodox Church, but I've been to an Armenian Orthodox Church, and it's the same thing.
Pretty much.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Except you guys, like, do some crazy shit.
You mean speaking a different language?
Yeah, that's the one. It's Greek. It's not Roman.
Correct.
Latin, whatever.
Sir.
And then there's like the snake handlers. Those are always fun.
No, that's not in church. You're thinking of something entirely different.
No, they
that's their weddings.
No, they really, you've seen like the really Southern Baptist ones do those like where they hold poisonous snakes up and they say, the Lord's going to protect me.
No, they don't put up poisonous snakes, do they? I need to go to one of those.
Pentecostal.
No, they really do.
Just because that happened on Pentecostal, there you go. Doesn't mean that it's real.
Yeah. No, it's real. It really is real. I've seen a whole thing on Discovery Channel about it.
You're just going to Snake Charmers.
Snake Charmers is a gay bar I go to. It's a different thing.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Wait. How come I haven't been to the Snake Charmers?
You just weren't conscious.
Of the snakes in the church? I'm putting them in the chat. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Sean was what they call in that industry a snake den. They all hide inside of him.
I like it.
In his butt area.
So they're supposed to hold up a poisonous snake, but the Lord saves them or something?
Yeah, like they say that they the snake bites them, God protects them from getting bit. But yeah, it's...
No, then they have to go to the hospital.
Okay, I'll look it up.
No, they take the venom sacs out of the snakes. That's what they do.
Take what sacs?
The venom.
The nut sacs. I don't remember.
Nut sacs. They pull the nut sac right out of the bottom of the snake, and then he's rendered impotent for the rest of his life.
Wait, are you saying that it's a lie?
Yes. All of it. From Jesus right down to the snakes.
Just where, snakes. Serpent handling. Well,
snakes are real.
Dies from snake bite.
Yeah, oops. See?
He forgot to take the sacks out.
Yeah, sometimes you can't do that.
It's awful.
They have like cobras and stuff. And
the poor snakes. Snakes must hate Jesus. Snakes are like, man, Jesus is always taking out my venom sacks. Rendering me defenseless. I can't even kill my prey and eat. I have to care for my wife and kids, and I can't support them anymore. Keep on taking out my venom sacs. This job at this church sucks.
Snake wished it applied somewhere else.
Snake's got to go on welfare now.
Poor snake.
Can you imagine a snake having to like hold his briefcase on a shameful walk home to his wife?
How would he hold his briefcase?
Because
he lost his job.
He doesn't have hands though.
He has a little tattered hat and it's soaked in rain because he has to walk home in the rain.
His tie is just dragging along.
And he's just like
as long as his body.
Right. His wife's all disappointed. Oh, did you lose another job at the church? Yeah.
It smells like 400 snakes in this church.
No more, no less than 400 snakes.
Oh. Poor snakes never had a chance. What were we talking about? Church?
Church, yes.
Oh my God, I found the cutest snake in a party hat.
Nah, snakes aren't cute.
Here.
Liar, snakes are not cute.
Look in the chat.
Oh, he's got a little hat on.
The party snake.
It's his birthday.
Oh my God, you just made snakes cute.
Hey, Dutch, look at this. Look at this fancy snake. He's a top hat. Snake with a top hat. Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
I'm not scared of snakes, but I look at them and I'm like, what's the... Ugh.
Oh, that one didn't work.
I mean...
Get away from me.
I've always questioned why snakes are ever popular, but if people told me that you just put hats on them...
We grew up with a boa constrictor, and my sister, Rachel, had it for... like when it was like a little, guy. And like that was back when you just fed it like, you know, pinky baby mice or whatever. And then it grew to like 6.5 feet big where we had the thing. We were like feeding it like rabbits. And rabbits, I don't know if you've ever like seen them get killed by a boa constrictor, but they don't die quietly. They scream.
Nope. Oh,
they scream like loud.
And then their eyes like, bolt out of their head.
Oh my God. And it's just like they're just yelling the entire, it's the worst thing ever. It was finally like, okay, we gotta get rid of this. You're traumatizing the kids.
No.
Start feeding it cats.
I don't want to hear a baby bunny cry because a snake's hungry.
Oh, dude, I see your snake in a hat, and I raise you a bearded dragon in a bow tie. How cute is he?
Oh, my God. No.
Lizards shouldn't have bow ties.
Throw all those snakes away and give me that lizard in a bow tie.
Looks like such a little gentleman.
Oh, my God. Lizards wearing human clothes or reptiles wearing human clothes is wonderful. They don't look weird anymore. Now they just like little people.
Like little sweet people.
I'm a silly going little somewhere snake. Fancy. Snake.
All right, we're going to start a new non-for-profit organization to help people cope with the fear of reptiles by putting little hats and bow ties on them. We'll put deadly poisonous cobras in with little children and be like, no, it's like okay, he's wearing a hat.
Yeah.
You don't
see like this? Little, there could be one that has a little beanie.
Well, right.
I'm a snake.
I mean,
you're... I'm a snake.
See?
I'm a slithery little sneaky snake. I'm so slithery and sneaky because I'm a snake. Slithering in your garden, catching me a mouse. Snake. I'm a snake. Look into my eyes, Jungle Book.
See, he's a snake.
Look into my eyes.
So imagine that, and the snake with a beanie or whatever, and then imagine feeding time with rabbits, and this happens.
Oh, no!
Slithering in your garden, catching me a mouse. Snack. I'm a snack.
This guy went on too long.
No, not long enough, I think.
I mean, yeah, he was amused that his hat was a snake, and he looked like a snake.
15 million views. He could be whatever snake he wants.
Did you guys ever have any idiotic pets like that?
A snake? No. I had a
snake. About it. I don't think I've ever had anything. I had an iguana, but that was just lame.
My brother had a little garden snake, and it said to give them egg. So he gave him egg yolk, and the stupid snake rolled in it while it was outside, and it baked itself in the egg. And its name was Einstein.
What?
It was not smart. They had like egg, raw egg in a little dish, and the snake rolled in it. And then he was outside. He laid on his heating, like outside in the sun or on his heating lamp, and he like cooked himself in the egg.
Did he die?
I didn't realize egg was a microscope.
Wait, the egg killed him. The cooked.
I think maybe it coated him, and then he just got cooked.
Nothing
by the
like
sun
deep fried snake.
Egg started to fry.
So you're saying he deep battered and deep fried himself?
Yeah, he egg washed himself. Fried himself on a rock.
Jesus.
Stupid Einstein.
Well, that snake deserved to die.
Yeah, I think he had a retard snake.
Yeah.
He did have a retard snake. A little retard snake.
Now, I went from goldfish to guinea pig to dog. The guinea pig sucked. Guinea pig sucks. I don't care what anyone says. You can't play with it. You just put it out of its cage for a little bit.
They're always panicking. They're like rabbits.
It squeals a lot and then poops a little bit. And then you have to pick up the poop and then put it back in its cage because you're pissed because it's pooping everywhere because it doesn't know.
It's like having goats.
Ugh, like they're the worst.
Or rabbits or anything goats that like off. Shits in balls. Like they have no control of their sphincter. It just kind of falls out.
Having a guinea pig is nothing like having a goat.
It is like having a goat.
Goats do not live in little cages and sip like water out of a little sippy bottle from the side of its cage. It doesn't do that.
Well, it's the same thing as a rabbit.
A goat is not a rabbit.
Well, I'm saying that the guinea pig's just like a rabbit. I'm just talking about things that shit in balls. I don't know about
guinea
pigs.
Okay, you can compare a guinea pig to a rabbit, but do not compare goats to either of them. Totally different.
They're all food sources. Food sources don't make good pets.
All right, fair enough. That'll
like
agree.
Penguins
with.
Or deer. Or
I'm not eating penguins.
Penguins?
That's not going to be a good pet. I'm just talking about things that are food sources.
Why are
in the
you
wild.
Eating penguins?
Everything else in the Arctic eats penguins. They are the food source
Do
of the
you?
Arctic.
You don't need to. Just because everyone else in the Arctic eats penguins, Dutch eats penguins all of a sudden.
But they look so delicious.
You fucking barbarian.
You're not a seal.
Morgan, you never want to take a bite out of the side of a penguin.
No, Morgan
you
Freeman.
You are not a killer whale, Dutch. You're a human
What's
being.
Your best penguin recipe, Dutch?
Okay, I'm the only person who wants to bite a penguin.
Yes.
Okay. Happy Feet made me want to eat penguins. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
They were so
all right,
happy.
Sean's with me on this one, all right?
I don't like this.
Write it down, folks. I'm with Dutch on this one.
Yeah, right, and it's penguins it's about eating
we don't agree
penguins.
On much, but we all agree. We both agree we want to eat a penguin.
Penguins are delicious.
Yes, they are.
Joel and I are friends because even though we argue all the time about everything, we can sit down over a plate of penguin and hash
and
things
like,
out.
You know what, bro? Let's hash it out. Let's just do that.
This. Why are we fighting? Let's just eat this delicious
why
penguin.
Are we fighting?
Calm down.
I love penguin.
I hope that exactly. You're not trying to find like endangered penguins.
Oh my God,
I will punch a penguin in the face just for fun.
Where are you finding all of them? Are you going to SeaWorld?
I'm going to every zoo possible. I've been known as the penguin puncher.
We're not allowed in SeaWorld. That's how awful we are.
Yes. Occasionally, I'll fuck them out of spite.
No, where? Dutch, where?
You can't fuck them.
Not because I'm sexually turned on, just because I want to fuck it. Yeah,
okay.
Just like, yeah, fuck you, penguin.
I'm going to blow past the fact that you said you wanted to fuck a penguin and go back to where? Where are you punching a penguin? Are you punching a penguin in the head, in the stomach, or in the back?
All of the above.
Whichever's closest. I see him, I get enraged, and I have to swing. So wherever I can connect.
Now, how far can you drop kick a penguin?
Bows, Marie.
How far can you drop kick a penguin?
Man.
How far can I throw a penguin? It
drop
depends
kick.
If it's like an emperor or like one of the smaller ones.
It's true. All right, we'll go emperor penguin, but drop kick. How
I'm
far?
I'm afraid of an emperor, but like 4 feet tall. It's like fighting a strong midget.
Yeah, those things are bigger. Like those ones, I just kind of have to wrestle and kind of like do the chokehold thing on them, you know, like MMA style. That's where I practice my MMA moves.
What Sean does is he actually mocks them to death. Like he's like, come on, man, why are you picking on me? And then the penguin gives up and then Sean just eats him.
Well, I fuck it first and then I
stop fucking penguins.
Why?
They don't like it.
You don't know
exactly.
That.
Exactly. That's why, because fuck them.
I don't think penguins like holding eggs on their feet either, but they do it.
What a shitty animal. They can't fly. They just waddle. Their legs aren't even long enough. Like they're like the animal world's like midget times two.
They are fish that tolerate being on freezing cold land for half the year.
That's basically what they are.
That's true.
Are you saying they're walking fish birds?
Yeah, they're built to be swimming in the water, but they're not in the water most of the time. They're freezing
their
ass off.
They're constantly getting eaten up by killer whales and seals.
Make up your goddamn mind, penguins.
So they have to get out on land and hold their eggs on their feet and just tolerate being cold forever until they just huddle into a little circle of warmth.
Yeah, and then sometimes you put rockets on their back and like the penguin has them do your bidding and they attack Gotham. I hate that shit.
They have a really horrible life.
Now, why would Seal attack a penguin? Doesn't he have like a lucrative music career?
No, not anymore.
Well, he did.
Not the animal, not the guy.
Oh,
yeah. In fact, I don't even know if seals do. I know sea lions do, but I don't know about seals. Now I'm thinking about it.
Probably.
No, the Japanese just club the shit out of those things.
Penguin in a Santa costume is like the cutest fucking thing that ever happened.
No,
for
it's
Christmas.
Not. I will kick that thing across a park. I will kick that thing immediately.
He's so cute.
No, wait. No, do you, Dutch, when you kick a penguin, are you kicking it from the stomach or are you kicking it from the back?
Usually from the back, you get more launching ability, but from the front, it hurts more. So I usually do it from the front.
Hurts more.
It depends on how spiteful we're feeling, really.
Yeah, if I'm just like trying to make, you know, Sean and I will go out and kick penguins and be like, hey, watch how far I can kick this one. I'll kick it from behind. But if I'm just like angry by myself, I'll just kick him right in the front.
Yeah, I'm like the Adam Vinatieri of kicking penguins, as in like, you know, like 53 yards is my farthest. So, I mean, it's nice.
And Dutch is the Janikowski of kicking penguins, as he's usually drunk while he does it.
Now, did you start kicking other animals before you realized you enjoyed kicking penguins, or did it start out with penguin?
He started out with penguins.
Because
mm-hmm.
they're so
I tried like toddlers and things, but it wasn't the same.
You're kicking babies?
Somebody has to.
Hypothetically, I may have at one point, once, twice.
How far did you get it?
Like 3 feet. And then the dad chased me and I had to run.
That's not bad.
So So your brother was chasing you because you kicked his kid across the room.
Well, no. Yeah.
What tastes better? Do the emperor penguins taste better than the African penguins? Or
whoa, African American penguins.
No, they're African.
That's
the southern coast of Africa.
That's racist.
They're from Africa. It's like, do you prefer dark meat or light meat? You know, some people like
African American meat.
No,
right?
They're from Africa.
I don't know how this bit works.
I don't know, but all I'm seeing now is Mitch putting a gif of a penguin in a top hat and a briefcase.
Apparently somebody had the women of Downton Abbey play Cards Against Humanity.
Wait, what?
Why?
I don't know. This video just popped up in this.
Wait, are they dressed like Downton Abbey?
The actresses.
Are they dressed and in character and in scene?
They're not in character.
No, so they're just normal Downton Abbey actresses.
Right.
In normal everyday situations playing Cards Against Humanity.
Apparently. Was this shot by the same people that did like the Grandmas Get High?
This is Entertainment Week. Yes. So no.
I saw that one too.
Cards Against Humanity. We've never played before, so bear with
us. Might be able to tell.
Blank. It's a trap. So.
I love the classical
thermonuclear
music.
Thermonuclear detonation. It's a trap.
Works for me.
Inserting a mason jar into my anus.
That works for me also, so.
I'm gonna go with the mason jar.
Yeah, she's winning.
It's funny. No matter how fancy you are, playing Cards Against Humanity always turns into like fucking bloodbath. Everyone's mad at each other.
Yeah, another one.
Okay, blank. Good to the last drop.
Semen.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Good to the last drop. My sex life.
It's adorable.
Good to the last drop. I think I have to go with the sex life.
I always love when proper British people have to say naughty words. It makes me happy.
Who would that be?
That's me.
Who are you?
I'm not winning.
So it's me now. Okay. The class field trip was completely ruined by...
Oh, God.
The class field trip was completely ruined by Barack Obama. Alternatively,
they're just all laughing.
They're all cracking up.
The class field trip was completely ruined by bitches.
By the way, the oldest lady is the one throwing out all the bad cards too. She loves it. Like she's fucking eating it up.
Wait,
who cares?
Isn't the old the oldest lady Professor McGonagall?
I don't know.
In time to convince people that I am a powerful wizard. I got to control myself. Balls.
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 Or else.
Or spectacular abs. Which is also good. Well, I think I'm going to go with balls.
Yeah.
Yes.
You always have to go balls.
I don't know why. I didn't think I was going to like this as much.
Well, then why'd you play it?
But I really like this. This is very good. I don't know what it is about proper British women.
Why'd you make us listen to things that you thought were going to be shit?
I don't know. Fuck you guys.
You said as much.
Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's... Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's the cool, refreshing taste of Pepsi. Maybe it's farting and walking away.
Farting and walking away.
Well, I can't help it. Farting and walking away.
Yeah. I think I got a bad hand. What's Teach for America using to inspire inner city students to succeed? Okay, they are using David Bowie flying in on a tiger made of lightning.
That's amazing.
That's
really good.
That card is amazing in and of itself.
That visual just gave me the most awkward boner.
A bitch slap.
Okay, just because you want to hear me sing, a bitch slap. Yes, go on, you win.
That's all of it. That's great. I really like that. That was awesome.
That was adorable.
A tiger made of lightning.
God. I'll go with balls.
All right, next group of people, we do Down syndrome people playing Cards Against Humanity. Yes?
Whoa!
Yes.
Retards.
Sorry.
I don't know how this
I think that's works actually either. Not a bad idea. If we can get like our family members, like next time there's like a family get together,
have them,
you know, if we just film. Yeah, yeah, like our parents doing it. I think that'd be great.
Oh, yeah, that would be funny.
I'm sorry. I couldn't have gotten. Jicks. I couldn't have gotten.
Marie, you just stopped the show. What the fuck is that?
I couldn't. Family I can't.
It's a picture of Family Feud, and it's all women, and behind it says dicks, and they're all cheering.
They love dicks.
They must be like the dick family.
They love dicks.
It's the first thing that popped up at the top of my timeline. It was from E-Rock. I was just like, I can't handle how funny this is. They're so proud.
She can't even right now,
don't
they're
you? So proud that the dick answer was dicks.
What I do. Tons of dick.
So proud.
Round the clock. Dick. Dick parade.
My favorite.
I suck cock and I love it. Yummy, 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 yummy.
Sorry, I didn't mean to derail anybody. I just, it was dicks. It was just dicks. Well, okay, hold
First
on.
First of all, when I do put dicks in my mouth, there's no foreskin on them.
I now have to know. I now
Sean,
have,
thanks, Sean.
For fuck's sake.
I have to know what the episode of Family Feud was where the response or the answer was dicks. What was the question?
Maybe they're, no, isn't that their last name?
The, maybe like, it's the their last name. Last
yeah,
name.
Are they the Dick
the Dicks family?
The Dicks?
There's no way that all those women are dicks.
Yeah, it's Susie Dick.
Are you sure Yaha Yaha?
Yeah, it's Susie Dick, Sally Dick, Mary Dick.
Yeah, I would if I could.
Oh, come on.
What?
That's not even.
You see.
I'm going to start doing, yeah, nuh-uh, uh-huh. From now on, I'm going to say something's not right.
Nuh-uh.
Nuh-uh.
They couldn't, they're so happy. You're so happy. What happened?
They're so happy about dicks.
They're so happy
Watch
about
the
dicks.
The first full trailer for Ant-Man. Just published right now.
I don't want to.
Okay. Forget it. Fuck it.
Isn't that going to be Paul Rudd?
Yeah. Well, no. Forget it. No one wants to watch it. I don't care.
No. Fuck Marie. I want to see these things.
So yeah.
She
fuck
doesn't
Marie.
Speak for all of us.
Good,
shut
I'm,
up, Marie.
Good. I'm playing it. I just wanted to turn everyone against her for a little bit. Now I'm going to play it.
Shut up, Marie.
All right, let me pull it up. Yeah, I think it's Paul Rudd. And Richard Greer, I believe. I don't know, I'm sure.
Richard Gere?
No, like, Richard Queer. Who's the one that put a gerbil in his butt?
No, it was a goat.
Richard Greer.
Goats and gerbils aren't the same.
I put a gerbil in my butt, but what does that have to do with anything?
Hey, you fuck me up.
I would not want to put a goat in my butt.
Oh, Pam Greer.
Hot. Oh.
Give me a second. I'm trying to pull it up here.
Playing this or
shut up? You want to give me a second? I'm going to try to pull it up. Sorry, shut it just up. Published. You fucking
while
turd.
While you do that, can I bitch about Channing Tatum playing Gambit? Can I bitch about this? Is this like something to bitch about?
Whoa!
You don't like Channing Tatum?
You can.
Well, it's not that I don't like Channing Tatum. Don't get me wrong. He's bisexual and he's beautiful. But
Channing Tatum's Gambit? Bisexual.
Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum's bisexual for real.
Yeah,
Shannon.
Really? I did not know that.
Yeah, I'd blow.
Does that mean that we have a shot with him, Royce?
I'm not going to blow Channing Tatum.
Yeah, hold on. Sean, like he's playing Gambit in the next X-Men, I'm assuming?
Yeah, that's something. That's what, 2016, they're releasing Gambit, and it's supposed to be Channing Tatum that's playing Gambit.
No, seriously, you blew my mind, though. I didn't know he was bisexual. That really, I had no clue.
This
I
don't what think blows he is.
No, he's not bisexual.
Are you guys making this up?
What was all that one in a
he's
million
times?
I'm not seeing it.
Yeah, he's not bisexual, you fucking liars.
Snopes it.
Do not get my hopes
up
like
liars,
that.
Us liars, he's liar.
Do not get my hopes up like that. Beautiful man. I'm not about to get excited.
He's so beautiful.
That he's available.
All right, I don't know if he's available, but he's bisexual.
He's available then if he's bisexual.
You're bisexual, you're available.
See? She knows.
Oh, wait, I found it on Hustlers.com.
Okay, good.
Oh, that's a reputable site.
Homosexual via Twitter.
Scott.
Ant-Man trailer.
I've been watching you for a while now.
Creepy.
Isn't it? Don't let anyone tell you that you have nothing to offer.
Never do.
Second chances don't come around all that often. I suggest take a really close look at it.
Don't second chances always come around after your first chance?
Shut up.
Generally speaking,
this is your chance.
Or your second chance.
To earn that look in your daughter's eyes. To become the hero that she already thinks you are. It's not about saving our world. It's about saving theirs. Scott, I need you to be the Ant-Man.
I need you to be really tiny.
Huh.
One question. Is it too late to change the name?
Well, I'm interested.
Can I be angry nerd guy for a second?
Sure.
Please.
What the fuck is Michael Douglas doing as Hank Pym? Isn't he like 8,000 years old?
Well, it's just an older
dude. I don't have a problem with it. I gotta say, I don't have a problem with either of the casting.
The only thing I can think of, Sean, is they might connect it back to Hank Pym was the Ant-Man first back kind of towards the Captain America days, which is possible.
Okay, if they do that, then I won't have a problem.
That's the only thing. It makes sense. It would kind of make sense when they do a flashback. I like the trailer. I like Paul Rudd, so Ant-Man's a funny character, so I think it should be good. I just thought the trailer would be funnier than that. It was kind of typical drum, action, drum.
They had a moment of like, this is going to be funny because Paul Rudd was all like, what you talking about, Willis?
You didn't say that.
What you talking about, Willis?
You were watching something else.
Nope. I watched the same thing you did.
He never said what you talking about, Willis.
And then it was like,
no one's named Willis in the movie. That's the theme for Doug. That's the theme for Doug. We were watching Ant-Man and you're doing the theme for Doug. You're fucking weirdo.
You're weird.
More like radio, less like crap.
It's 2014. Are you still smoking the old-fashioned way? Ditch those cigarettes already and join the future of smoking with Smokeless Image. Smokeless Image is at the forefront of the electronic cigarette industry, providing a variety of disposable and reusable e-cig cartomizers and a mind-boggling number of flavors and e-liquid refills. They even supply starter kits for the first-timers. Why switch? Well, for starters, Smokeless Image e-cigs don't contain the 4,000 toxins found in normal cigarettes. Plus, they're clean and relatively odorless. It feels just like smoking, and there's no burning, no littering, and no social stigma. The best part might be that they're way cheaper than traditional cigarettes, too. And if you're worried about your fix, fear not. The water-based vapor even contains nicotine. The real question becomes, why not switch? Check out their website at tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke to get more info and to browse their product catalog, or give them a call at 1-877-MAX-VAPOR. Check them out today at tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke, and you won't have to smoke less with Smokeless Image.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,000,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. Right there on the right, stupid.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck because every Friday at Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
Access Podcasts. Access Funny Podcasts. Access Hilarious Podcasts.
You should have listened to the Shy Kids. You should have listened to the Shy Kids. You should have listened to the Shy Kids.
The Shy Kids Podcast, Saturdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, on morelikeradio.com.
We are the Shy Kids.
See it right there. It's done. Theme song.
Morelikeradio.com. Because mean people need to laugh, too.
Hey, smokers, you stink worse than a dumpster. Stop living in the Middle Ages and try an electronic cigarette today by Smokeless Image. Just go to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. They're cheaper than regular cigarettes, don't smell, and come in a variety of flavors like fruit, mint, and traditional tobacco flavors. Order your new electronic cigarettes from Smokeless Image today by going to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. That's tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? Tee Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
Yeah, we can't sell Betsy's milk. No lot.
Absolutely no lot.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
You can't sell that milk.
Why is that? Like, I can't sell it.
I got pain. I can tell heroin. Yo, I got pain.
I said I got pain.
I'm gonna smell it.
Dude fucking takes the bread, shoves it in her ass, shits it back out, puts it in the case. That's how you wrap the bread. You can jiggle your fist around in there without hitting the sides.
The Orange Room. 9 to 11, Saturday nights on Warlike Radio.
Recently on the Conti and Kenny Show.
Thing froze up.
Ah, you kidding?
And I'm watching. They also put on the thing that Honey Boo Boo's.
Like the whole computer just froze up.
Oh, really?
Too much shit on here. That's basically what she said. She's like, "Hey, Marquise, what's going on? I'll come back for round two." And the guy was like, "He basically was like, you need to be quiet." And then asked her for her ID, and her ID was in her car. So he told her she was banned from the mall for not having an ID. It's like, really, dude? Like, what are you talking about? Oh, the Adobe plugin has crashed. Holy crap. Everything just went right in the toilet. Holy shit. I gotta...
That's the Flight 800 of Adobe players.
I gotta do the the Flight 800 of the Adobe player.
The Conti and Kenny Show. Talking bollocks for fuck knows how many years.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Hi, this is Ashley, host of Antisocial Gamer Radio, telling you to come listen to my show every Tuesday at 9 p.m. UK time, 4 p.m. Eastern on morelikeradio.com. Every week, I like to talk about all the latest stuff going on in the gaming world, what's been coming out, what's new releases, all the topics that you like to hear. I will be talking about it every single week.
So deep. Take your hands off my head. No. It hurts.
I bet.
It's really deep.
Are you almost done?
Oh, I've been done for a while.
What?
No teeth.
I'm sorry.
Nobody likes teethy blowjobs. You know what?
What?
We should do this every week.
Do what every week?
DV podcast.
Oh, sure. Right. When is it?
Fridays at 8 Eastern.
Fridays at 8 Eastern?
Yeah.
On morelikeradio.com?
It is.
Cool. Can you download it on iTunes?
Of course.
Just look up DV.
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 Mr. Turtle, how many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast?
I ain't never made it through a whole episode. Ask Mr. Owl.
Mr. Owl, how many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast?
Let's find out. A one, a two, a three.
How many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast? The world may never know.
I said three, motherfucker.
The Shy Kids podcast. Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific at morelikeradio.com.
We are the Shy Kids.
See, right there. It's done. Theme song.
Troopers, I just received new orders. Our superiors say the war is canceled. We can all go home. Bison is getting paid off for his crimes. And our friends who have died here will have died for nothing. But we can all go home. Meanwhile, ideals like peace, freedom, and justice, they get packed up. But we can all go home. Well, I'm not going home. I'm gonna get on my boat, and I'm going upriver, and I'm going to kick that son of a bitch Bison's ass so hard that the next Bison wannabe is gonna feel it. Now, who wants to go home, and who wants to go with me?
Oldie but a goodie. Hey, everybody.
That son of a bitch Bison.
Son of a bitch, Bison.
I'm going to kick his ass so hard.
Welcome back to Touch and Royce.
Best speech of all time? Like best speech in movie history? Yes. Second best speech, Bill Paxton, Independence Day.
954-573-2780 is our number.
This is our independence. Sorry.
You guys want to know why I'm an asshole?
Why are you an asshole?
Because during the break, I'm like, hey, Royce, give me another drink. I'm all out, but I don't have wine, so give me something. Comes back with Sprite and vodka, or and Sprite rum. And rum.
Yeah.
I go, no, this isn't going to work. Put some cranberries in it.
So I feel special, is what she said.
So I feel special.
So I ran back and put cranberries in it.
But then he put a strawberry on the corner. So bitches love fresh fruit.
They do.
They do.
Bitches do.
Bitches
I'm pretty sure they're not preferred to be called fruits. They like to be called homosexuals.
That's right. And they're allowed to marry in this state
Yeah,
now.
That's right. The fruits you get married now.
Sean proposed to Ryan today.
Yeah. Yeah, they just, the gays can get married here now.
They can, can get gay married now.
It's for pot, but the gays are allowed to commit sin.
D, you want to get gay married?
Yay! Let's get gay married.
Just to show everyone.
Can we get gay married when you're already married?
Yes.
Hey, yeah, because I've already married, straight married once, so I have room for one gay marry.
Oh, cool. Is that how it works?
I think you have it wrong. I don't think that's how it works.
No, I have my husband, and then I have my gay husband, which is my wife.
My wife.
It's totally legal. Florida just approved it. We'll go down to the courthouse. I mean, it won't be as fancy as like the normal wedding. Yeah,
why
but,
not? Well, bitch, I'm on a fancy wedding.
Because, Dee, you and I both know if we're both getting gay married, one of us is going to want to have to upstage the other one. And we're going to have to get to a point where we're just going to have to wear leisure suits because we're going to argue too much.
Leisure suits? That would be awesome.
It would be pretty or awesome. Suits.
Can we get matching ones?
Of course it'd be matching.
Sweet.
This is okay.
See, this is why bitches gotta wear flannel and Birkenstocks and they're lesbians. Because the women can't upstage each other. It would just be the cattiest cat fest.
Like, we have to agree to look awful. Okay.
Yeah. We both have to look awful. Because if one of you even remotely tries, don't even put lipstick on, I will motherfucking kill you.
Not to mention, we'd all get beat up by the gays if we upstaged their weddings. So.
Are you kidding me? If you two men get married, they're going to have, like, dolphins in the background.
You do not want to fight a gay, I'm sure, if you're
Can't.
No. They have the power and sassiness of a black woman, but in a man's body, it's terrifying.
It's awful.
Exactly.
It's the worst. I mean, it's wonderful to watch.
Hey, Dutch, where'd your roommate go?
He's back in Colorado because I'm currently in Omaha, Nebraska.
And he's not on Facebook anymore.
I had a gay question for him, and I couldn't find him anymore.
What was your gay question?
I tried to send him a dick pic the other day, and he's like, not on Facebook.
Yeah, no, oh. I noticed that, too. I couldn't send him any penis pictures.
No, I think he just unfriended you guys. We're still friends.
Are you? Because
he's lying. D's lying.
I think there might be a reason behind that, but double check and make sure that you're...
No, D's lying.
I'm
don't
just kidding.
Her.
I'm fucking. I haven't even checked. I'm fucking. Fucking with you.
Okay.
I haven't even checked.
Fucking.
I'm just fucking, guys.
Just fucking. That's all I do is I just fuck. Big fan of fucking.
No, I mean, one of my coworkers was listening.
Yeah, he's not on mine either.
And I was just going to ask him a question because I was going to pose a question like, when I hear the song, I just imagine it's what a guy listens to when he's blowing another guy. Is this my roommate in
what
it?
What song was it?
I don't know.
Oh. Mitch, please try to think of the song because I'm going to also try to think of a song that Royce pointed out that sounds like epitome of a gay song that should be played in a gay bar. Hold on.
So songs like songs to blow a guy.
It's Raining Men.
That's too obvious. That's just it is.
Oh,
it's
no.
My gay anthem. What do you want from me?
You're so obvious.
Like those old, it's like those old CD commercials. Like we have 400 CDs or songs on two CDs. Like whatever.
I think they're like, I think this song
songs to blow a guy too.
I think this song's a little gay.
And this is more like fun.
Hold on, Royce.
Yes.
I think I found the song. So I'm going to click this and hopefully it's the right one. But I think that, yes, Royce thinks that this song is played in every fucking gay bar. And I'm like, the moment he said it, I'm like, you're right.
Because I heard it in a gay bar.
Now let me get to the chorus.
There's no place I'd rather be.
Please listen to it and think, would this be played in a gay bar? Because I honestly think it would.
I feel like gays would like this.
Yes.
They would love the shit out of this song.
Yeah. It'd be like an older gay bar, like an older crowd.
Right, like maybe on like Bear Night or like Daddy Night or Daddy Night.
Like they play it early during happy hour before they get to the real hardcore Gaga stuff.
No, that right now they'd be holding their drink up. You know they would.
No, this is where drink they up. Order drinks. Like, can I get a cranberry and a syrup and a buttery nipple?
Dude, I can't hear my jam.
No, Sean has been playing Ariana Grande's "Bang Bang."
Well, come on, tunes. Put the tunes back.
Oh, sorry.
The fuck? Yeah.
I thought Sean was gonna transition into his Ariana Grande obsession.
Oh my God, he won't stop.
There's no buts I'd rather eat.
There's no place I'd rather pee.
I mean, it's not very often where you listen to a song and you say this song's home is in a gay bar.
Mm-hmm.
But this is so one of them. Like, I couldn't even name another one that's been new that's come out where I'm like, gays must love this song. But Royce is totally right. This is one of them.
They love the selfie song.
This is like the new Cher for them or something. I don't know.
This is a song that I heard at work, and I just this is just what I would listen to if I was blowing a guy. So
okay,
sweet, Mitch's mix CD.
Can we edit that out somehow? Make that a drop?
I had to record this covertly with my phone. So
covertly.
I
hear a lot of wind.
Yeah, is it gonna start?
Do you not hear it?
I can kind of hear it.
Do you need one of us to play it?
No, I'm playing it through my phone, through my board.
Do you know what the name of the song is?
No, I have no idea.
Well, I have one.
Oh, God. What is
ooh,
it?
Ooh, let's hear yours. What would you blow a guy to, Dutch?
Oh, man, it's not located. Damn it.
Ah. Son of a bitch.
I was all ramped up and ready to go. Hold on, I just texted my sister since she's... My sister
don't text your sisters
gay...
when you're ramped up and ready to go, you fucking weirdo.
Weirdo,
right, Dutch?
I'm just going to ignore you said that. My sisters are... have a lot of gay friends. Like, my sister Laura is like a gay man trapped in a woman's body. I just texted her and told her to call the show and tell us what the popular gay songs are. So
that's
she might be calling in a second.
I think she's hot because she's a gay guy trapped in a woman's body. Wait, what?
All right. Both of you guys are getting too creepy. You need to tone it down. Pull it back. All right.
Hold on. Maybe if I can find something on YouTube.
Pull it back like force.
Speaking of
seriously, like,
and Dutch, stop pretending.
I'm sorry.
Stop pretending like you don't already know what all the gay songs are.
Lady Gaga. The gays love Lady Gaga.
I'm trying to think.
The gays love Gaga.
I mean, you freaking live with two of them.
I know, but like,
what do they listen to?
Like all stuff.
Each other's butts.
That's where you hear the ocean.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know. Oh, is that how that works?
Yeah, you put your ear to a gay man's ass and you hear the ocean.
Mm-hmm. Billy Ocean. I don't know if that's accurate.
You hear Billy Ocean.
So here's a question. Here's a question. I have a question. Well, Dutch flounders and tries to figure this out. If a woman is on her period on the
first... a woman.
Stop interrupting me.
Okay.
If a woman is on her period on the first date, does she give up butt stuff?
Yes.
Yes.
I've had that experience, yes.
Does she want a second date?
Irrelevant.
So if she wants a second date, she has to have the guy put it in her butt.
Or mouth. Or both.
Well, mouth is fine.
Mouth wasn't even on the table. I just needed to know, does butt stuff have to happen on first date?
You don't go directly to butt without at least mouth.
It's been a long time since you've been on a first date. Like.
It's been 10 years. I don't know the protocol, but I just was curious. Like, you're on your period. You want to give it up. Do you have to give it up in the butt?
Well, no, why wouldn't you give it up?
Hold on, D. What if you like butt stuff? What if you're into butt stuff?
Well, then, yeah. I mean, if you like butt stuff, go for the butt stuff.
Well, what if you want to get a forward impression?
What if you're only into pegging the guy? Should you do that the first night, even if he's not into it? Just force it in his butt and say you're going to take this like a man?
Yeah, I mean, if that's what you're into and that's the only way you can get off, you better be up front with that first.
No, you just surprise it on him, I think. It works better.
Oh, yeah?
But. We'll do it at the town castle. But.
Sorry.
That was good.
What was your thing, Dutch?
Oh. It's called Caswell. I think I played this a few years ago.
Yeah.
Remember this song?
Yes.
Asking Chuck, I'll buy you an ice cream. I'll whip up my
drumstick. And yes, Gage would love
that
this.
That will make your eyes gleam. Lick it up quick before it melts on the floor. I got it. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. Give me some more. Okay, meet me at the...
See, this makes me want to do things to dudes.
The video is pretty hot, too. It's just a bunch of hot buff guys. I think we did it on we listened to better music than you.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. But anyways, that was the one I was talking about. What did you, Mitch, did you find yours? Mitch.
Sherry?
Mitch.
Bob. Bob.
Bob.
Bob.
Steve.
Alan. Alan.
Oops.
Wrong one.
Fat fingers.
Mitch, is your girl trying to not be drunk in front of her bosses right now?
They should always end with Matt Damon.
Well, I found something called Hunk Tasty too.
What now?
And it's not a it's a song.
Well, please.
I went to one of my gay friends' Facebooks to see what they were listening to while they were working out. Apparently, it's called Hunk Tasty 2. I put it in there.
Oh, there's no video. It's just audio?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Let's see. Ooh, the cover looks hot.
loud.
Okay, sorry. Let me lower this first.
Super loud.
I didn't realize it was going to be gay loud. It was gay club. No, it's gay club loud. Gay clubs are really loud.
It's true.
They are very loud.
So loud.
Can I skip a little bit?
Yeah. I think it's just remixes.
Oh, these are all mixes. All right, Dutch. Rest of the show. Rest of the show that's staying in the background. Go ahead.
Okay. It's too loud.
There you go. Is that better?
What? Yeah, I'm into butt stuff too.
Hey, did you see that weird gangly looking Dutch guy in the bathroom? I went ugh and walked out.
Oh yeah, I totally.
I gave him a hand job.
I offered him $500 to see his dick. He was like, "Fuck you, bro."
And then he tried to fight me. It was weird.
So odd. He's in a gay club. You didn't expect that.
And then he showed me his dick, and I had to give him the money anyways. Yeah,
it was weird. He came kind of a bully.
I should have taken the money.
Yeah, you should have, idiot.
God damn it.
Someone was going to pay you to let them blow you?
Yeah, that's a long story.
Oh, just to look at your dick?
Yeah.
It's not a long story. That's the story.
Well, that happened, and I was just like, "Fuck you, man!" And then we got into like a mini fight in the bathroom.
I mean, he was probably just like gonna sneak a peek for free while you were peeing.
Yeah. Well, he kind of was. I was like, "What are you doing, man?" And I kind of like turned to the side. I was like, "Dude, knock it off." He's like, "I'll give you $200." Roy said $5. It was actually $200. He's like, "I'll give you $200 to take a look at it." I was just like, "Fuck you, queer!" Because it wasn't a gay bar, by the way. That'd be really mean if I said that in a gay bar, but.
So it was just some like weird
some old dude. Yeah, and then he got like mad at me and tried to fight me, and then he came at me and I smushed his head, and it was a whole thing.
Smushed his head.
Come at me, bro. I just took the side of his head and just smashed into the side of the bathroom stall. So
good.
You
and then
beat
he got
up
like broken up
man?
Immediately.
Old so. Gay man. An old gay man.
You beat up an old gay man.
You just committed a hate crime, basically, is what we're saying.
Fucking
basically, I guess if you want to put it that way,
he was gonna pay you money to see, not even touch it, just to see your dick,
just to see it.
You
know.
Are being totally unreasonable.
Sorry,
$200. I let him touch it for $200.
Come on,
I didn't think about that at the time, dude. I was just kind of like,
what a prude.
Leave me alone. I'm trying to pee. I'm kind of drunk.
$200. Exactly, I'll stop peeing.
Yeah, seriously, your dick's already out, anyways.
Dance break.
Yep. I'm dancing. Mitch, you're not dancing.
He is. Mitch dancing.
He's head bobbing. He said, Royce isn't dancing, though. Dance break.
Okay, we're
dance
back.
Break.
Sorry.
Okay, sorry.
This would be really intense fast blowjob song. Like, you'd have to be like,
ho.
Dutch, quick question for you. A little bit off topic, but quick question.
The answer is he's a bottom.
Know. What?
The answer, he's a bottom.
Okay. Thank you. Not what question. I was going to ask, but good to know. Have you seen this porn star chick, Mia Khalifa?
Wiz Khalifa?
I actually saw this, dude. I saw this earlier. That Lebanese girl.
She's from Lebanon. She's 21 or 22. She goes to FSU.
I want to see.
Oh my God.
Post it in the goddamn chat right now.
She's hot. But the whole point of this is that she was they blew up because she put a video. She made a porn where she was wearing the traditional Muslim garb.
Hot.
Exactly.
I mean,
while she was. Everybody wants her dead. But, dude, this bitch is fine.
Smoking hot. I mean, she's tiny, too. Especially she's like 5'1" or something like that.
Oh, my God.
Huge. I did see this. I'm not going to lie. I saw this story earlier today, and I jerked off before the show.
Nice.
I believe it, because I did, too.
Totally did. Okay, good. Hey, maybe we play jerk at the same time. High five.
Aww. You guys are jerk off.
See, we bond over Lebanese girls
guys,
and kicking penguins.
Here is her traditional Muslim. There you go. There's her Muslim garb giving a BJ.
Hot.
There it is.
Yeah, so apparently this sent like everybody into a rage and like people are freaking out, but she's so hot. She's the one with glasses. Well,
the Middle Eastern world is losing their mind more over this than they are over like that whole
Mia
Swedish
Khalifa
country.
Is a disgrace to the Islam religion. What a sick what kind of sick person wears a hijab during a porno? This is Twitter. I don't know, a person who thinks who thinks Islam is dumb.
Exactly, a girl who doesn't really give a shit and
someone
who goes to
who
FSU.
Doesn't care? She has hepatitis. Relax.
She calls herself the
Hey, hepatitis isn't a bad thing. It's very manageable. What?
She calls the unofficial mascot of Florida State University.
Holy shit. She's the greatest thing ever happened ever.
She's,
I love this girl.
Look at that ass, bro.
I love this girl, dude.
And then she's like 5'1"
or
something.
Muhammad Khalaf said, "This will be so funny when you die and find out there's a God." Ha 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 ha.
Oh, that ass, bro. Look at that thing.
She's hot, dude.
I don't understand why the fact that she's a lesbian has anything to do with it.
What?
Oh, Lebanese, might be.
Lebanese from Lebanon, you ass.
That's on me.
What I'm seeing, she's not lesbian at all.
Oh, okay. She loves the dick.
She loves dick.
No, she's at least bi. She was probably blown with that other girl.
Dude, I mean, like, according to this article, she beat out Lisa Ann, who's been like the number one porn star for years, which, by the way, she's like, she's just announced her retirement. Boo. But
yeah, she's like 45 or something now.
And she's still, dude, I still beat off of her on a regular basis. I don't care.
Still smoking hot.
Right. So, but yeah. Fucking this girl like has just
hold
blown
on, I'm trying to find the video.
So. She's the greatest thing ever to happen to ever.
And I hate Florida State, but God bless her.
Oh my God! You know how happy I am that they're out of the fucking playoffs.
Oh, you? Oh yeah.
The fact
oh,
that
yeah,
band only.
Oh, it's obnoxious. So obnoxious. Ugh.
It's the worst thing ever. Second down. Oh,
we get it. I get it. They didn't teach you words. I get it. God, look at those tits.
If I looked like this lady, I would never wear clothes.
Third and 10 timeout. Oh.
Let me see you shake your tail feathers. Sorry.
Ryan's You're more likely off. To get herpes than a degree at FSU. It's fantastic.
Halftime, Dr. Pepper football throw. It's the worst thing in the world. I will never watch a home game of theirs ever because of that. Like, every other band. Okay, I normally talk to like four people who watch college football, but Royce, you're with me on this one. It's the worst thing ever to happen to ever.
We tried to go to a game at Dope Camp FSU, Stadium. So
trust me.
Everybody has dumb chance. Nobody has a good chance.
Okay. Here's the thing. Other schools have bad chance, but they at least mix it up with like different songs. That dumb school plays that song every other down. It's not even a joke. It's a legit thing. I don't know how do they recruit based on that alone? Like, I would play for FSU, but it's like I can't concentrate when that's going on every other play.
Do you like crab legs, bro? You can steal as many as you want from Publix. Pussy.
Sorry, I'm watching this porno now. I found it.
Do you like herpes? Come to Florida State. We've got all the herpes.
Oh, look at her ass, though.
Here's the porn, Dutch.
It's
there
so
you go.
Amazing.
Dead ass, though.
There it is, Dutch. I found it.
Dead ass, though.
Oh, is this the one with the...
Yep.
Okay.
What do you want me to say?
Yeah, it's Julian Vega.
That's got a big old dick, too.
But I'll accept the challenge. If it means I can keep dating him after, I'll accept
the acting's good.
As is tradition.
Okay, first of all, it's not traditional garb. They literally took a scarf and just wrapped it around her head.
Taking that dick in the mouth, though.
We didn't even try with this one.
But what about the headband underneath it?
That's not, dude, that's not what, no, whatever.
Some of them look like that.
Those grapes on the table look good, though.
Look at that fucking dickhead. Oh, that is a big-ass
Jesus.
Dickhead.
Jesus. It'll make that pop sound.
What is it about the Islam religion where they hate sex and women so much? It's like, dude, like,
well, women are dumb.
Really?
She's fucking hot.
Well, okay, I get that part, but it's
look at
just,
that dick.
I don't know.
Huge. Good Lord.
You're focusing on the wrong part there, dude.
No one is even focusing on her anymore. They're like, man, that guy's dick, though.
It's ridiculous.
It's all over the place.
Good God.
It's ridiculous.
I bet he could pick something up with that, like an elephant trunk. Like, probably pick cups up with it.
It's because they're so close. The minute they whip out their titties, I won't pay attention to his dick anymore.
And then you can tell when he's like, you know, losing his erection because he keeps flopping it and trying to make it stay up. It's like, no, come on, 5 more seconds. I got this.
That's not even like one of the good one of her porns. Like,
no,
she's a good girl.
But this is the one that made everybody like freak out because it's a bunch of Muslims. Yeah,
she's a good girl.
Both of those chicks are hot. Oh my god!
Right?
I'm watching Leopard's porn.
Go like to five and a half. Go to 5.5.
I'm
quick,
only
get there.
Do
you want her to 5.5 yet?
I love how in the middle. Sorry, I'm not that far ahead. His dick is just totally hanging out of his jeans, and he's fully clothed.
Go to 5.5.
He's just hanging out.
Hey, guys, what's going on? Oh, yeah.
Sorry I was fucking your sister. How about we all fuck? Okay. That's how it always happens.
There was way too much foreplay if you had to skip over 4 minutes.
Yeah, that was good shit.
No, they were blown in the kitchen.
They show foreplay. They have 4 minutes of foreplay, and then they have 1 minute of fucking to try and get you to buy the video.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're just watching porn on the radio.
Shut up! I'm watching porn!
I know, but on the radio, stupid.
Not now, I'm baiting!
Go away, baiting!
True.
Look at those tits! Holy right? Christ!
Bitch takes a load right in the face.
That guy's got some nice balls, too.
You know, people do not compliment the balls enough.
Yeah, fantastic dick and balls.
It, okay.
It's so parallel.
I mean, I say is that I like balls. It's really obnoxious.
Hi, my name's Dee, and I like balls.
You don't like balls.
Why does she sound like Mickey Mouse?
I don't know.
Wait,
hold on a second. You like balls, like legitimately?
Yeah, legitimately. Balls are great. I want to rest them on my head. I think I've talked about this before. They're so warm. They're warm and soft, like beanbag chairs.
Yeah, they are.
Float them in the bath.
Weird.
They stretch. They're really
so you just like playing with balls?
I do. I like balls.
It's like silly putty. But on a human.
You just kind of want to juggle them in your hand a little. We'll cup them. It's a good time.
Why did we stop watching that porn?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, does everyone else finished? No, it tastes like man balls. All right, come on. That is not fair.
Yeah, lick that. Oh, yeah.
Wow, I'm getting too aroused. I can't watch this anymore.
Yeah, I had to pause. It was
holy moly.
It was giving me all the feels.
Pretty hot, right? Speaking of porn, real quick, we'll move on. I can't post the pictures because BuzzFeed's being assholes right now. But you guys remember Farrah Abraham?
No.
The girl from she was the girl. Yes, backdoor team mom.
This one.
She decided to get some lip surgery. So
does it look great?
If you scroll down, like she really does, she looks like the girl from.
Oh no!
Leela from Futurama.
Which, by the way, she's the one who pointed it out by posting a picture of that. So, but look how bad that is.
It's just swollen.
Well, it's swollen. Right now, that's what it is.
Go down. I hope
it'll go down.
Why is the top so much bigger?
You think it'll go down, or you think it's just like that?
She'll go down. Those lips.
Why would anyone do that to themselves?
Well, I don't think she did it on purpose.
Yes, she did. You have to go. You have to schedule an appointment and say, "Hey, inject shit into my lips."
No,
sure. Someone attacked her and stuck it in there.
I think that's what it was.
I'm sure she asked. I'm sure she asked, but she wasn't asking for that much. Or maybe she had an allergic reaction.
Why are you defending this whore?
Because no one starts out saying, I want a gigantic
plastic surgery. It's exactly what happens every single time.
Not every time. Sometimes women only get a little.
I don't like that Addicted to Plastic Surgery show where they're just crazy people modifying their bodies insanely.
Yeah, dude. It gets ridiculous after a while.
There's one lady that looks like a cat.
I found this article, Dutch, right here. It's 35 weirdest stock photos, like when you're searching for stock photos.
Stock photography?
You know, like you go to a website, and some of these photos are the... Okay, here, hold on.
I'm going to love this because I used to...
All right,
Dutch, I used to have to look at all this chat. Shit.
This right here is a stock photo. It's a...
No, why? No, why?
I swear to God,
what
these
company's paying for that construction worker?
It says
wait,
it on
stock
the
photo of what,
okay,
though?
Stock photo... Okay. Explain what stock photos
stock
are.
Stock photography... are photos that people take and then put them up for sale so that other companies that need photography but don't have a photographer on hand can purchase a licensing so that they can use it for products or websites or whatever.
Is he selling a chain in that photo or a hard hat?
Right. There's like a hard hat.
We don't really know. That's the reason why it's weird. Okay.
Exactly. You don't know what it's going to be used for. That's just one of the stock photographers' choices.
So this is the next one.
Maybe he's selling puka necklaces. Now,
oh my god, no!
This
who's using that?
The next one is the guy says he was searching for fat man in diaper.
Okay, hold on. No, I'm going about this the wrong way. This needs to be a game, and we need to figure out the company that would purchase this photo and what would they use it for.
Okay, so they tell you what companies would actually...
Not in all of them. Some do, some don't.
I'm going to guess this photo was purchased by a healthcare consulting company that was putting out an e-newsletter to remind adults to sign up for their healthcare benefits.
Right.
Okay, well, what about this one? This one is a one...
Okay, they wanted to... They were selling a potato peeler for Girl Hitler.
Okay, so this picture is a guy dressed... like Hitler with a ponytail in a dress peeling potatoes.
No, I got it. It is
with photoshopped arms.
No, it's for a Food Network ad saying you don't want to be a Nazi about peeling your potatoes.
Okay, I like it.
Ooh, that's right.
I like it.
Buy your easy peeler.
Yeah, okay. Now, the next picture is a old Hispanic man wearing a tiny little Mexican hat with his shirt off. Now, what do you believe this one is saying?
Oh, I got this one. This is easy. This is a Mexican-themed gay club for the octogenarian demographic. That's what this is.
And I bet the only person who bought it was like, hey, hello, I used to be in Cuba as a... How's that commercial go?
I would say that this is a liberal agenda for keeping immigrants in America by saying how adorable they are.
He is pretty adorable. Look at his shy face.
Okay, the next picture is this weird-looking dude who has feet for hands. Let's see. Here you go.
No! I hate it!
And oh, this is easy.
And then the tweet says, last time I'm going on stock photo.
Someone thought, okay, this picture, someone's going to need this for their advertisement campaign. Let's put it up for sale.
I got it. It's a local yoga company that wants to target men, saying you can be this flexible.
No, specific. This was bought by the Russian government to propagandize the benefits of the Chernobyl accident.
I like it.
By saying that you can be a ballerina, because look at that pointy toe.
Yeah, look at that.
Very specific for them to like
growing out
up
of your arms.
Assume they were going to buy it.
Okay, now
actually, no. Wait, you guys are totally focusing on the wrong thing. This is actually a hair color commercial by Maybelline, because look at his blonde locks compared to his gorgeous brown hair.
Why does he have so much hair only at his ankles? Like it's like 3 inches of hair on his leg, Sean, and then there's nothing else.
Sean, you're not understanding. The slogan is going to be the hair doesn't have to match the drapes.
Oh,
the drapes being his ankle hair.
The yes. next one is a picture of a Mexican guy, but they photoshopped his stomach to look like a watermelon while he's eating a watermelon, standing next to a bunch of watermelons.
Racist.
Are we sure that's...
This is the poster for Birdemic 2.
This one, I feel like that they would have standing in the inside of a gynecologist's office saying, your husband knows how you feel.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's an advertisement for Horatio Sands' new watermelon stand on the side of I-95.
I like it. Probably. I think those are all the good ones.
How the benefits of eating watermelon while you're pregnant, because as a man, when you get pregnant, you want to eat a lot of watermelon to keep hydrated.
As seen in Junior. No, mm-hmm. Wait, no. What's the one
My nipples are very sensitive.
Is it Junior? Yeah.
Yep.
That, when I heard that in that ad when I was like 13 or however old I was when that came out, I died laughing. Wow. Arnold Schwarzenegger's nipples were sensitive.
A little bit.
All I want to do now...
That's saying she can't have bologna-sized nipples because you almost see anything else in those nipples.
All I want to do is purchase all those stock photos and
it's
use them.
Job I have.
I want to use them all in one singular website. That's all I want to do.
And my zoom, 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 and a boom, boom.
Just shake your rope.
Okay, so he emailed me just now the last Pastor Royce. Do you guys want to hear?
Oh, for the love of all that's holy, yes.
Hey. Okay.
You want to reintroduce right for people that were tuning in?
No, they'll figure it out. It's not my. Once you hear it, you get it.
No, I don't. I don't want to lead into my bit.
You didn't listen to the first hour, you didn't listen to the second hour.
I have heard many such things.
Here we go.
Then Job answered.
Let me back up here.
Then Job answered, I have heard many such things. Miserable comforters, are you all have windy words, no limits? Now, I'm going to ask my beautiful sister wife, Dottie, here what she thinks that means, Dottie. I love you too, Dottie. Now, what it means is sometimes we slip up and we have accidents. Now that could happen. You spill milk. Happens to everybody. Might stub your toe. Might accidentally give a hand job to a neighbor. What I'm saying is the Lord forgives. He forgets. Never forgets 9/11 because I'm a patriot.
I am a patriot.
I love how long this one takes.
Oh yeah, I
guess. Get away from me. Proverbs 14:35. The wise are cautious and turn away from evil, but fools throw off restraint and is careless. Now, I was careless once in my life. A month ago, I may or may not have taken too much Ambien and tried to stay up to get a better orgasm. Nothing wrong with that. My bus into an orphanage.
Why is it cutting?
I'll fix it. I just fixed it. But it wasn't my fault. The devil perverted my mind, people. Now, there's a pending lawsuit with the city. What does that mean? That means I need you to give a little more this time in your time. Just a little more. Little coffins are expensive, people. Praise the Lord.
Jesus.
Coffins are expensive. You gotta pay the church to bury our loved ones. Heaven's so high. It took those children's lives. Touched them and made them cry. No longer a mama to hear their bastard lies.
That's the end of it.
I was going to say, for people who were just tuning in, like, we should have set up when Marie said it. Sorry, Marie. But, like, they were just drunk and made it up as they were going. That was...
We were totally riffing. We were 100% riffing on this. It was funny.
She was literally like, give me the mic.
Yeah, she said, give me the mic, and she started singing.
You know what reminds me of is that whole, like, I'm not gay no more thing.
Yep. Pray the gay away. I had that pulled
up, by the way. You want to hear it real quick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not playing.
No.
All right.
All right.
Oh, it's playing, but the volume's not going.
Oh, it's playing.
That jerk. Put your volume up.
Oh,
jerk.
There you go.
I'm trying to tell those people. Tell them. I'm not gay no more. I am delivered. I don't like men no more. I said I like women. Women, 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 women. I said women. I'm not gay. I would not date a man. I would not tear a purse. I would not put on makeup. I will love a woman.
Testify, brother.
I hope all the women left immediately, because that's terrifying.
I will love you!
All the women.
I'll not fuck your brother!
I don't want it. No. Sounds awful. Don't love me. I'm fine.
Please go back to the men. You're frightening.
I'm fine. I'm
don't
fine.
Want you.
Seriously, I'm fine. Get off me. I'm fine.
It smells like butt. Get away from me.
It smells like butt.
It smells like you've been fucked in the butt one too many times, sir.
A lot of butt.
You need to stay away.
Too much butt.
You need to stay away. I'm pretty sure the poop is falling out of your butt. Because it's so loose.
So much butt.
Because you've been fucked in it.
He's straight now.
That is not tight butthole.
He's straight now.
It is so loose butthole. Anywho.
So.
I'll watch that again later?
Yes.
What else we got? We got like 10 minutes left.
All the stuff I want to talk about, we already talked about. We covered everything I had pulled up.
Why are you in Omaha?
This so is weird.
Why are you in Omaha?
Hurry, Omaha.
Is there cool stuff to do there? Like, what do you do after work is done?
Currently, dance. I'm usually too exhausted to do anything, so I'll just like go eat something and then just go home. Where but there are eat? A few
what
cool
things. Things. What do you Here's eat? Just corn? Is it just corn there?
No, that's just not. All Nebraska isn't just that.
But it's also tornadoes.
It's not tornadoes. But Creighton University's here in town, so I might catch a few of their basketball games.
What's Creighton
game.
University?
It's University. They were in the Sweet 16 last year.
What's that? Game.
Nope. When a girl turns 16, they throw a party for her.
No.
Wait, what?
No, that's what I say.
Yeah.
What happens when you're 16 going on 17?
Then you fuck a fucking Nazi named Rolf.
hot.
Makes sense.
Term for what the next
are you fucking are. A Nazi, Dutch?
I'm not fucking any Nazis, Royce. Marie.
What? We
16.
Sound nothing alike.
We're pretty close.
You two, I just kind of like lump you two as the same person at this point.
We're pretty
yeah,
close.
Yeah, like you and your alcoholism.
Hey.
My Royce.
Whoa. Slam. Omaha Slam.
Swish.
I call that my Omaha Slam.
Hey, I am the hometown of 311 right now.
I'm very sorry.
Whoa.
Is amber the color of your energy?
Yes, it is.
Whoa.
I was going to say you seemed very amber tonight.
Mm-hmm. Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah, but you're not coming original.
So, yeah, I'm here basically for the next month, by the way.
Why?
So, it's
what are you doing?
It's what my fucking sales asshole guy in our company did. He sold this huge order to these guys. He's like, oh, we'll have one of our, you know, we'll have our install guy be there as long as it's going to take.
What
and,
an asshole.
Oh, making what a sales. Jerk.
What a dick.
Making no. Company? He basically threw me in as like a pot sweetener so they would buy. A
pot sweetener?
But I'm like,
they're like, oh, if you throw in a Dutch, we'll take it.
Single person who's in
that?
Upper
are you,
management.
Are you honey dicking me, bro?
Wait,
are you honey dicking me right now?
Royce, can we throw Dutch in as a sweetener on our deals?
Yeah, of course we can.
Can we just send him to random states and be like, yeah, he'll just be there for a month?
No.
When we go after sponsors, we'll be like, hey, will you sponsor MLR? Already, we'll throw in Dutch.
Dutch will blow you.
I'm already getting
Dutch
fucking
live with you
asshole.
For a month.
I'm not doing it again. No, I'm not doing it.
Well, we're not going to say this
What if it's
month?
Somewhere cool? What if we send you to like Hawaii?
What's Hawaii?
Yeah, I thought that was going to happen here when I started doing this job too, and it hasn't happened yet. I've been going to fucking Iowa. Idaho,
Hawaii, Maine,
Omaha, Nebraska, Arkansas.
Sure does.
I'm going to Hot Springs, Arkansas. Like, dude, I'm in the worst.
It could be worse.
It
could be. It could be Cold Springs, Arkansas.
Yeah, at least you get to go to the hot ones.
See,
it's I hate it.
Go ahead. Don't you work for your dad? So can't you like punch your dad in the face and tell him to give you a better job or something?
My dad's retired. It's the company my dad started, but like basically,
Sean,
dude, it's one of those things.
And he didn't give it to you. That's
Sean,
nice.
His dad's not a penguin. You can't just punch in the face.
Exactly.
That's why Dutch hates penguins, because his dad looked like a penguin.
I wish I could. I would make up for all the times he punched me in the face when I was young, but that's
well,
not because
you looked like a penguin.
About.
The Dutch, exactly. The Van Wingers all look like penguins.
It's a well-known fact.
That's why I have an affinity for kicking them.
Yep. He's self-hating penguin.
Don't worry, Dutch. We'll make some sort of deal in Hawaii and send you over there for a month.
Yeah, we'll totally do that.
I don't want to go to Hawaii.
You like poi, right?
No, I don't like Hawaiians.
So how come Laura never called me? I mean, called in?
Oh, I don't know. Well, the thing kind of passed because we were talking about gay songs at the top of the hour.
Gay
so.
Songs never pass.
That bitch.
They only go into history.
So,
Sean's obsessed with this fruit game on.
They're
Facebook.
Called gays.
No,
it's called Grindr. Come on.
Yeah, it has, the app has
no,
a
it's
name.
Like Farm Hero. I don't know. You move the fruit around.
Whoa!
And apparently, your sister Laura does really well on it because every night he's like, "God damn it, Van Wingerden!" Because she has better scores than him.
You're going down, Van Wingerden. You're going down.
Like, I'm trying to sleep.
My sister in the fruit farm gag thing or whatever it's called.
Are you trying to impress
I'm sure
her?
She's not playing against him. He just has a personal vendetta against anyone with a better score.
Or the name Van Wingerden.
Or that, yeah.
Go down, Van Wingerden! I'm sorry.
So.
I get emotional.
That sounds
What's the
like
name of the game?
Farm Heroes?
Farm Hero Sagas.
It sounds like the worst game ever.
It sounds terrible.
It's pretty fun. It's like a puzzle game.
Yeah, how about you be like a man like Royce and I and play Clash of Clans or Boom Beach?
What are you guys, gay?
Boom Beach sounds like the gayest thing I've
By
ever
the way,
heard.
Boom Beach is the greatest game ever invented ever.
All I play is Mario Kart, yo. That's all I know how to do.
Shut up. Come on. This is like
day,
funny. It's like one of those base
day.
Games.
All day, er day.
Now, are you building a gay nightclub on the beach? Is that why it's called Boom Beach?
No. I have a World War II beach type of setup where I have flamethrowers and cannons and machine gun turrets and all kinds
Ooh,
of things.
Fancy.
And other people have to attack me with their World War II like troops, and I can attack them. But your beach always runs all day. It's a fun thing, D. I'm
when
glad
you
asked.
Really
that
interesting. You.
When do you get fucked in the ass, though?
Tomorrow.
Every time I have to go to Omaha.
So for the next month.
Wait, so what? You don't get to have sex now for a month either? Because I mean, are you serious with this chick you're dating? I'm not even sure. I should have asked that first. Or can you get your?
We'll talk off air.
Okay, I wasn't sure. Hey, sorry, I didn't mean to bring up a sore subject. My bad.
We'll talk. No. I mean, it's a good thing. We'll talk off air.
Give hanches or blowjobs.
I mean, the photos from New Year's look nice.
Yeah, or can you blow people? Okay, how about this? Can you blow people? Is that fine?
I won't.
But no.
She can stick her hands in other women's vaginas her job. I feel like you can.
That I encourage.
If
yes,
she could deliver babies and touch vaginas, you should be able to touch all the penises you want, Dutch. I'm going to stand up for you on this one. I am Team Dutch.
I'm going to message team her Dutch. Right now.
Team Dutch.
That's not how it works.
Dutch, I'm going to message Dutch your girl.
Dick. Get Dutch dick.
I'm going to message Dutch's girl right now and be like, you better let him touch some dick.
Yeah,
I don't want to.
She's not letting you touch dick, bro.
Because
she has to touch it because it's part of her job. Because she's a delivery.
That's part of your job.
It's part of your job.
Touching dick's part of your job.
To be gay.
It's not part of my job.
Yeah, your hand job.
It is now. We just hired you for it.
No, I don't want to hand job anybody.
Do it with your mouth like Sean does it.
I don't want to do that either.
I don't want to do a lot of things either. But I have to make a living.
See,
well, I'm not getting paid for it. Even if I wanted to do it, I wouldn't get paid for it.
You fight people who try to see your dick. This is on you, bro.
You're thinking about it the wrong
that
way.
That happened one time.
You're not getting paid because you're not accepting the job. If you accept the job, you'll get the money.
I haven't offered a job, Marie.
Western Echo says he's hashtag Team Dutch.
Some people work two jobs. You have a day job and a night job. Day job, Omaha. Night job, penis.
Night job, blow
night job is this dumb show.
Well, that's your third job.
Do you want to blow somebody on this show? Is that what
I don't
want to
blow anybody on any
Are
show?
Are you unfurling?
Dutch wants to blow you.
Yes! I don't want to blow Shoe Sean. D. No, I don't want to blow anybody.
Oh, Shoe Sean?
What are you saying? It's too good for us?
Are you better?
Can I get some help from any? Mitch, help me out, somebody.
You're going to go to Mitch to be sympathetic?
I want
to
blow me.
Yeah, you're right.
Mitch is just like, what isn't it?
Wrong move.
Doesn't Dutch want
to
blow?
I'm sorry, Mitch hasn't spoken in the last hour and a half. I'm trying to involve him in the show.
What are you doing, Mitch? Are you playing video games?
Every time I try to say something, I get stepped on.
Oh. Everyone, Mitch has
bitter.
Mitch is upset.
I ain't mad, bro.
You mad, bro?
He's just trying to be messaging his girlfriend.
I know. He's talking to his girlfriend.
Oh, he just misses Sherry. He's
so gay. Oh, you're gay.
Mitch loves his girlfriend.
You're so gay.
You're so gay. You love your girlfriend.
Yeah, you
to be fair,
her.
I'd miss Sherry, too.
So do I.
She's kind
of... Okay, Mitch, you got to keep Sherry away from Marie and Dee, because those dyke carpet munching lesbians are going to ruin her.
And we're allowed to legally marry in the state.
Sherry hits on me far more than I hit on her.
Sorry.
What are you saying, Mitch?
Have you met Sherry? She's already ruined.
Amen to that, brother.
Dating you.
It's not. She's not some angel that's just going to be tarnished by these two.
Do you understand how sweet she was, like, 2.5 years ago?
She kills animals for fun!
Yeah.
No, no, no. When she first came here with us... She was like the sweetest, nicest girl. Now she's all it. By the way, when Kelsey first came on the air, like the next thing, like it was 2 minutes after the show, she's like, "Who's Sherry? Why am I getting friended on Facebook?"
Oh yeah,
I didn't think we were off air when it happened.
It's gonna happen.
So, but anyways,
so okay, I know you frown upon sending dick pics to your roommate. Can we send dick pics to your girlfriend? I just want to know the border. I want to know, like, lines. Like, what are we allowed to do?
Dutch? Guys and your dick pics, man.
Dutch?
What?
I don't want to send big pics. Don't say you guys. I'm not the one. It's Sean and Royce, the dick pic kings. I don't do this. The
dick pic kings.
How about that?
The dick pic kings?
That's actually the name.
Their new movie.
That's the name of my swing band.
Exactly.
The dick pic kings.
Swinger band.
I'm not about any of this.
That is a great swing name.
Are you all about that bass?
Are you getting drunk, you poo there, Marie?
Yeah. Meh.
Want to try it again?
Nope.
Didn't think so.
Good choice.
Bang, bang into the room.
No.
What?
Gang, bang.
Bang all over you.
It's all I hear.
Why?
Because Sean plays it before we leave the house every time. It's like it's like what he gets jived up to.
What are you? Weird.
Are you serious? What a terrible song to get jived up to.
What is your obsession with Ariana?
I was doing a bang bang count. I forgot to do the rest of them. We only got to two. I'm lazy.
What is your obsession, Sean, with Ariana?
You see how hot she is?
Loves her.
I heard she's a cunt on wheels, though.
Yeah, and she's from Boca, so that wouldn't surprise me at all. There, all those girls down.
Oh, she's Florida bitch.
Yeah, she's Florida chick.
Okay. Yeah, let's get out of here. Sean, start with you. Why are you better?
I am better than you because I don't mind wearing a hijab when I blow guys.
Okay. D.
Because I am not in Omaha.
Hey. Mitchell.
I am better than you because Sherry's not around, so that means I don't have to shower anymore.
Or talk on the radio. Marie, go ahead.
I'm better than you because I took a crop to the ass like a champ.
Yes, you did. And I saw pictures and wow.
Thank you for my ass compliment.
Oh, Royce, go ahead.
I am better than you because I am kind to penguins.
You just stole mine, you son of a bitch.
I did it on purpose.
Why'd you do that? I would have said I'm better than you because I punt penguins farther than anybody, but I am better than you because I jerked off to the Lebanese porn star before the show, and I feel good instead of shame like I normally do, like a regular Dutch Baptist does. So
I'm going to jack off to it after the show.
You better. All right, thanks for listening, everybody. Listen to Hippo Juice tomorrow night. And that's from 7 to 9 here on morelikeradio.com. And anything else, you guys?
No, I'm sick.
Listen to sick. Ariana Grande. If you don't, I will kill your children.
All right, here we go. Here's, well, I guess this is Nicki Minaj part, but here we go. See you guys next week, everybody.
In the internet could go Batman robbing it, bang bang cocking it, Queen Nikki dominant, prominent. It's me, Jesse and Ari. If they test me, they sorry. Riders up like a Harley, then pull off in this Ferrari. If he hanging, we banging. Phone ringing, he slanging. It ain't karaoke night, but get the mic 'cause I'm singing.